When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Now, companies here, they're basically saying they want to see a clear sense of direction from our politicians after what they describe as a challenging start to the year. And there's some serious lobbying happening at Stormont today. Suzanne Wiley is the chief executive with the NI Chamber. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I'm standing here in one of the corridors at Stormont.
So who are you going to be talking to, Suzanne? Who's going to be listening to you and your team?
Well, we have some of the MLAs in the room this morning. We have already done our presentation of our quarterly economic survey to them this morning and to some business organisations as well, and some economists too were in that room this morning.
So what were you saying to them?
So really what we're saying, so we do a survey every quarter of our member businesses, really checking out the health of how they're performing as businesses, whether that's in services sector or manufacturing sector, and what they think about the economy in general and the trading position of Northern Ireland. And you will have heard the statistics out this morning about our unemployment rate falling here a little bit again, and the fact our employment rate going up by a small amount here, and that's different from what's happening across the UK. That is backed up by our survey as well. And what we're hearing from our businesses is that 77% of them are performing reasonably well or well. However, they have more confidence in their own performance than they have in the overall economy looking forward. And obviously we have slow growth here in Northern Ireland, and they're really setting out their asks to the new executive here at Stormont, but also looking towards Westminster and the election that's going to take place there. They have very clear asks about creating the right business conditions to allow us really to thrive here as an economy. And those are things like a new economic strategy, and that process has already started here with the new economy minister here in Northern Ireland. They want to absolutely have access to international labour and skills, something which the Westminster government needs to turn their attention to as well. They want to change the way Northern Ireland is funded too, so that we can have the right level of investment that we need in infrastructure right across Northern Ireland. And they want to reduce the cost of doing business, of course, because, of course, to be competitive, we need to keep the cost of businesses down as much as we possibly can. And of course, that has not been helped by the increases in inflation and interest rates over the last period of time.
Is there a suggestion in all of what you're saying that you need a change of government in London?
Well, we know we're heading into an election, most likely in the autumn. And really what we're saying is we're going to produce a business-led manifesto for those candidates taking part in the Westminster election. So whoever wins, will be very clear about what the business asks here are in Northern Ireland.
And what about, for example, one of the big issues, corporation tax, 12.5% in the Republic, 25% here. Would you like to see that slashed?
Well, certainly we'd like to see a really close look at the taxes that businesses are facing across the board. And that includes VAT, it includes corporation tax, it includes business rates, etc., as well. And certainly the tax regime for businesses needs to be as low as possible if we're going to be as competitive, particularly on this island when there is a 12.5% corporation rate. It's not a straightforward thing to do in terms of reducing that tax rate, but it certainly would make us more competitive if that was to happen over a longer period of time. And that was part of a long-term plan.
And just finally, Suzanne, do you feel confident that our executive can deliver on what you're hoping for, what the Northern Ireland Chamber would be hoping for?
I do feel confident that if they work in partnership with business and they really listen to some of the business-led solutions that can be and will be put on the table, because businesses have a part to play in all of this too. It's not just over to the government. So I think if they can create that right partnership, then they can achieve what we need to achieve here. And of course, we do have some competitive advantages already that we really need to capitalise on. For example, our dual market access to EU and to Great Britain for goods is something which is stands out across these islands for us. So we do have opportunities. We have opportunities to become a green, clean tech economy as well here in Northern Ireland. And I think if we get that partnership right between business and between government, then we really can make this place a much more prosperous and productive economy.
And is no one within the Northern Ireland Chamber complaining about an Irish Sea border?
Well, we have different industries who are, some are doing really well in terms of their exports, and some, of course, in terms of our food retailers, etc., they are having to work through some of the issues that they're coming up with as new aspects of the winter framework are being put in place, but they have got their sleeves rolled up and they have come up with some of the solutions to some of those issues that they face.
Okay, you can only play with the cards you're dealt. Suzanne, thanks very much for your time. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Frank.
Suzanne Wiley is the Chief Executive of the Northern Ireland Chamber, and they're lobbying the politicians today and hoping indeed for a clear sense of direction from our politicians, which is a big ask and has been a challenging start to the year. This is the U105 phone-in.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.